This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
At times we've gotten open, at times we haven't. That's just a function of football. Say what you will about, you know, that. I just think that's always a component of football. There's always, you know, plays left out there for a variety of reasons.
Mike Tomlin, talking about the wide receivers, whether they're getting open or not. Steelers fans were mad yesterday online that Devontae Adams will be playing on Sunday night at Acrisure Stadium, just not for the Steelers, which is weird because you flip on WFAN in New York, and here's the conversation they were having.
This is so predictable. Yeah. It's so predictable. You wake up today, you get the Reddick news, which we're going to get to later on anyway, but you hear the Reddick news. Okay, now his agents are requesting a trade or whatever. The Jets said that they
gave him permission
to trade. Fine. What do you think's going to happen then? You know what's going to happen. They're going to go try to get Devontae Adams. Like, that's going to solve everything. You're 2-4. You're a dysfunctional mess. A wide receiver past his prime, even though he's Aaron Rodgers' best buddy or whatever, is not going to fix it. I'm sorry, it's not.
So Steelers fans mad and New York people are mad. I'm guessing Raiders fans not super happy. So is anybody happy?
I understand that they're 2-4 and there's a lot of turmoil going on in that organization. You just fired your coach and you just demoted your offensive coordinator, but like, at least they're trying.
Exactly.
At least they're trying. And I know that, you know, the Steelers, they tried with Ayuk, they've tried with Devontae Adams, they probably tried with other receivers, but it still hasn't gotten done. It hasn't gotten done. At least the Jets got it done.
Exactly right. That's exactly my thought.
At least the San Francisco 49ers got it done.
Yep.
Like, how could you, like,
the Bills got it done.
The Bills got it done. Like, I mean, Steelers didn't get it done.
My issue is not that the Steelers didn't get Amari Cooper. The Browns weren't going to trade him to the Steelers. That was not going to happen. If it did, the Steelers are going to have to overpay for that. Like, there's a different cost to doing business, I would think, in division with the Browns. So that was never going to happen. I'm wondering if the Devontae Adams thing was just never going to happen either, because seems like they let him go where he wanted to go because it wasn't a giant return that they got in that deal. A conditional third round pick, like, that's something the Steelers could have given up. Even if he winds up being an 11 game rental, I'm guessing they would have given that up, but weren't really given the option because Devontae wanted to go to the New York Jets. It's not an issue for me that they didn't get either of these guys. The issue is, we all knew what the issue was going to be, number two or one wide receiver, and we knew for a long time during the offseason that it was going to be a problem. And now it is a problem, and I can't stand when the obvious thing happens.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you cross the street and you don't look both ways and you get hit by a bicycle, well, is that the bicyclist's fault or is that your fault for not doing the thing you were supposed to do? Probably yours. So the Steelers didn't look both ways here, I guess is what I'm saying, Doran. This was the most predictable problem in the world, and now they've got it, and they have no one to blame but themselves for putting all their eggs in the Ayuk basket.
Well, yeah, and they created this problem. You know, the whole Deontay Johnson, we've been through this a bunch of times, and obviously Deontay Johnson wasn't, you know, a great locker room guy, and they just wanted to part ways with him, and they knew they were going to create a hole, and they didn't have, well, they had a plan B, but they just didn't execute the plan B. Like, I mean, they created this.
They did.
You know, so hey, the whole time we were thinking, like, okay, like, there is going, something's going to happen. Like, people are even saying now, oh, Mike Williams is going to be available. They wanted to work him out, and then he chose to go to the Jets. Like, well, you know, and we're going to do this too. You know, there's other receivers out there. I don't think that they're going to do anything. I don't think they're going to get anything done for the whole season. This is going to be their core. I mean, what are they going to do?
The names now don't tickle you the way Devontae Adams, Amari Cooper, or Brandon Ayuk did.
Don't just get a guy to get a guy.
I think if they got Mike Williams, that is the absolute definition of getting a guy to get a guy.
Yes.
The only reason I said I'm on the Mike Williams choo-choo train is because I think that's what they would do. Not that I'm saying Mike Williams is a great player. Is he an upgrade over what they got? Yeah, maybe. I think there's a lot of guys that are an upgrade over what they got. Does he move the needle? Does he change the trajectory of this football team? Mike Williams? No. I don't think so.
So you're telling the New York Jets that are 2-4, if they were to trade away Mike Williams, that tells you what they think of him and the Jets think of him.
Oh, he's hadn't been playing a lot. Rodgers have crushed him.
Crushed him.
I think he's got 10 catches on the year.
He's not doing anything here.
No, and whenever he's good even, like if you got the best version of Mike Williams, you're always waiting for him to get hurt. That's been the story of his entire career. This isn't a guy that takes you from being a 10-win team to a 12-win team, an 11-win team to being a 13-win team. He's just not. Now, that's one name, and I really do think it's going to happen, man, that it's going to be Mike Williams for like a 7th-round pick just because they showed interest before, and that's how they do business, right? They love Fields in the pre-draft process. They bring in Justin Fields. They talk about it all the time.
They do.
Mike Williams, I think, is going to be a Pittsburgh Steeler, and just because I'm predicting it to be so doesn't mean that I think that this is a good move. Other guys who are available, probably, because you start looking at teams that are out of it. We did this exercise off the air. Which teams are out of it 6 weeks in? Well, the Browns, they just traded Amari Cooper. All right, you look at the Giants. They're going nowhere fast. Darius Slayton could be made available. I think he's a legitimate number two. He would help this team. He's not a great player, but I think he's a good player. Adam Thielen's a guy that you've talked about. I think he's still on IR, but you have 3 weeks until the deadline. Christian Kirk, they got a bad situation going on down there. DeAndre Hopkins, and maybe Cooper Kupp. Those are the names you're looking at right now. Among that group, I don't know that I have a favorite. DeAndre Hopkins makes maybe the least sense, because he's not, at this age, a guy that's a separator.
No, he's old. Cooper Kupp, I mean, if you had your pick, if he's healthy.
That's the rub there on him, too. It should never have got to this point.
Exactly.
Now, you say you don't think they're going to address it. I don't know that they're going to address it in a super meaningful way. I do think it's important to note that they have their bye week right there at the deadline. So, I don't know, that gives Omar some flexibility. That gives them an opportunity, I guess. I think they'll get something done. Does Thielen change the trajectory of the team? Did they need a big guy, a big-time guy like Devontae, like a Cooper Kupp?
I think with Fields, yes. Russ, maybe no. I don't know. Like, I mean, Russ has made the Doug Baldwins of the world, the Jermaine Curses of the world, really good receivers. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know how this whole quarterback situation is going to pan out. But do you just want guys for rentals right now? And what's your goal? Like, I think that they will say that they're comfortable with this receiver room, and they're going to ride with it. I really think so, because they would have gotten something done already with one of those other guys. They would have tried to entice and try to entice a team to trade those guys. I'm not saying that they haven't been on the phones, but they would have gotten something done by now.
I still can't believe they didn't get anything done coming into the season. Because this is a bad spot to be in. You need something. Teams know you need something. You got to wait till teams fall out of it. And then you get to a point where the teams know you're desperate because you're in season. Like, you make a trade in the off season, I think you might have to give up less. Because if you're Omar Khan, you say, all right, we'll just run the ball. We'll play defense, blah, blah, blah. Well, now everyone in the world knows what's going on here in Pittsburgh. One more interesting name, perhaps. Seattle won 3 straight, then they lost 3 straight. They got a new young coach. If it were Pete Carroll, they're never giving up on anything, and they'd probably be in it until the end. I'm not so sure what's going on with them. Got a couple of weeks until the deadline. I wonder, because they've got Metcalf, because they've got Jackson Smith in Jigba because they've got Noah Fant. They've got Jake Bobo, whom apparently they love and want to keep getting him involved. I do wonder if Lockett at some point might be available. You don't like him?
No, I like him.
You just don't know if he's available.
I just think that he's a Seattle guy. Like, I think he's going to retire there. I don't know. I just feel like
a one-helmet kind of dude.
Yep.
Maybe he wants to get back with Russell Wilson the same way Adams wanted to get back with Aaron Rodgers. I don't know. This is the spitballing portion of the show. And I love that the NFL trade deadline's become a thing. Dude, back when you were playing, it wasn't that big of a deal.
No, not
like
at
back
all.
When Doug Whaley, who's going to join us from 9 until 10, was the GM, it wasn't a huge thing. And now it's become every bit what MLB, NHL, NBA trade deadlines have been.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.